Hello, my love. Welcome back to the podcast. So, something a little bit different in today's episode. I feel like I've said that a lot. I should just stop saying that because, if I'm being honest, I think every single episode is going to be something different. I just let myself be intuitively guided, and whatever I feel called to record, I record. So, this episode that I'm recording this intro at a later point in time because when I first sat down to record this episode, I thought that it was going to be about moving our bodies and the importance of moving our bodies. And I literally sat down to record this right after I worked out. And these messages had come back around that. They've come around a lot around the importance of moving our bodies and moving our energy. And I thought that it was just going to be about that. But by the end of it, it was a wild journey. And somehow we ended up talking about just like our frequency in general and the importance of really creating the time and space so that we can help manage our frequency. And so I think there's a lot of good stuff in here. And a lot of it is more towards the end. So stick around to the end if you feel called. And yeah, let's get into the episode. I feel like I've talked about this so often on Instagram, but I guess it was my old account. So you might have heard me talk about this in the past, but I trust if you're hearing it in this moment, then you need to hear it again in a new way. Maybe it will land differently. It feels increasingly important for us to move our bodies. I don't know about you, but I know for myself, it feels like there are more days in which I'm dense in my energy. Like it feels like the higher frequency I'm able to live at, the wider the spectrum. It's like the higher I go, sometimes the lower I go. And it's not, I think what's interesting to me, and I want to start out by saying, please take what resonates and leave the rest, literally. I know you've heard that before, but another thing that I felt is so important is for us to have a stronger level of discernment, to really absorb content, absorb anything intentionally, be around the people in our lives, like be around whoever we're going to be around with intention, absorb social media with intention, like really paying closer attention to what's coming into our field and what we are actively putting ourselves around. And so, again, I don't say it lightly. Like, when you are listening to this, if it does not resonate, don't try to make sense of it. Don't take it on. Literally, just put it to the side. So, what is interesting to me is that it feels like there are more occurrences where my frequency is affected. And it's by a number of things. I realize that. But I'm just going to say there are more occurrences in which I'm in dense energy. And this is something that I've noticed, and I have tried all of the protection mechanisms. I've tried all of the consciousness practices, like really like maintaining a higher level of consciousness and a stronger level of awareness to when this happens. But it's like there are just so many times where I am just in a funk all of a sudden, and I'm like, where the hell did that come from? And one thing I've noticed is that when this comes around for me, none of the usual things that make me happy are enticing. It's like going on a walk, going to the beach, just sitting outside. All of the things that would normally be like, oh, yes, I would love to do that, are like, meh. It's like when I'm in these moods, I could not give a fuck about anything. And that's usually my sign that this energy has come back around. Because I think it's one thing to, you know, feel emotions about something. You know, something happens, or maybe something specific doesn't happen, and you just wake up and you have certain emotions, or you don't know why, you just feel like you have certain emotions. For me, I've noticed that there is a difference in my energy when I have emotions that need to be expressed versus when I am just stagnant in my energy. And what I was reminded of is how important it is for us to move our bodies. Yes, we actively need to feel our emotions. We actively need to intentionally create the time and space where we can connect with ourselves and express anything that needs to be expressed. I know for myself, a lot of times, like with my emotional process, that's something where I kind of go in phases with, and I'm working on being a little bit more consistent with it. Maybe not daily, but every couple of days, just kind of like checking in with myself, because I think a lot of times we're like going through our life and we're like, oh, I feel fine. But I know with myself, the minute I get with a friend who is like a soft, safe space for me, or I'm in some type of, like I'm around a healer, or I'm in a healing session, or Reiki, or like therapy, like whatever it is, it's like all of a sudden I'm breaking down. I feel like I'm like, you know, close to tears. You know that feeling when it's like someone's like, are you okay? And you're like 5 minutes ago, you were totally fine. Then all of a sudden you like feel the tears coming. You're like, oh my God, no, like I've just been going through it lately. And I haven't even realized, but there's all this stuff, like this happened and then this happened and this happened, and it's like kind of all built up. So I'm trying to intentionally create more time and space to prompt myself. You know, it's like giving, I always say, like, it's giving myself a therapy session, not like a therapy session, but like giving myself the time and space to vent, to feel, to cry, and to ask myself, like, hey, how are you doing? How are you? How have you been? So that's kind of like one aspect of it, like really creating that time and space for us to feel emotions that maybe feel present. And then other times, like you don't even notice they're there, but they're bubbling up under the surface without even realizing. But then it feels like there's this other level with moving our bodies that I've talked about breath work a lot in the past, because this has always been my number one tool. Ever since I first found breath work, I became obsessed. I think it is the most powerful tool for shifting our energetic state, for expanding beyond the ego, for connecting with our intuition, with our soul, like really getting clear on the soul's truth versus egoic distortions. I could go on and on about breath work. I think it is the most powerful tool. But I have learned that there is not one tool that is going to fix every need. And I think that's my point here. There is a big difference between, oh, I have unprocessed emotions that need to be felt. Okay, you know, let me feel them. Let me scream into a pillow, punch my bed, like whatever it is. Let me cry. We can encourage ourselves to do that, putting on a sad song, like whatever it is. Like we can encourage ourselves in that way. I love EFT tapping. I love breath work to also encourage those emotions, to really break down those emotional walls that so many of us have. But there's also this level of importance around moving the energy out in the way that it wants to be moved out. Because there are certain times where I feel like, okay, yeah, this emotion wants to clear out. Like, let me put on the sad song. There's other times where I just know, okay, I need to go through a round of breath work to just break down that emotional wall that's keeping everything like so locked in. And then there's other times where I'm like, I just need to move my freaking body. I think as we collectively shift in consciousness and in frequency, it is going to be more and more important that we move our bodies. And I always get nervous or like hesitant to talk about stuff like this because I feel like there are other teachers in this space who have like the full knowledge around this. They're like, oh yeah, we need to move our bodies because of X, Y, and Z. I don't. This is just something that feels increasingly important for us to do. And I think it's one of those things, like, especially in the spiritual consciousness world, I think it's so easy to get focused on our ascension journey, our consciousness evolution, and focus on all of the things that we can do to grow in that way, that sometimes we forget the basics. Are we moving our bodies? Are we drinking enough water? Are we eating nutritious foods? Are we getting enough sleep? Those are the foundations of a healthy physical body, and a healthy physical body is a strong foundation for everything else, right? A healthy physical body, healthy relationship with our emotions, healthy emotional body, really. Those are staples. Like, those are the foundation for any sort of relationship or connection, you could say, spiritually. Those, I mean, I think of the times I've had, you know, a really big roller coaster with my health. And a couple months ago, it was really, really bad. And one of the things for me is sleep. Like, if I'm not sleeping well, it feels like everything else in my life is falling apart. The same thing with working out. Not even working out, I'll say moving my body. Whatever that looks like to you, going on a walk, going on hikes, doing strength training, doing Pilates, doing dance, like, I guess not doing dance, dancing, somatic movement, like whatever it is, moving our bodies is a foundation for all of this. And it just feels more important than ever. I was just tuning in for a second. I paused to tune in and see if there's anything else I wanted to come through. And I forgot to say one thing. One thing that I notice within myself a lot is that I'll have some sort of good routine. You know, I'll be in a good routine with sleep, with eating healthy, with drinking enough water, moving my body, all this stuff. And then everything will be going so great that I'll kind of fall off the routine. It like doesn't feel as important anymore because everything's going great and I'm feeling amazing. I feel that much more in control or stable in my frequency, I should say. And that's where we have to have a little bit, I'm so hesitant to say masculine energy. I'm just going to say we have to be a little bit more intentional. We have to bring a new level of consciousness to the things that are helping us. We have to start noticing, okay, the reason I'm feeling so good lately is because I'm doing these things. So I'm noticing this pattern where when I'm doing these things, I'm feeling great. And then I fall off it and I start feeling like crap. Okay, and then I get back in the habit again. But like, what if we just notice that and decide to be more intentional and a little bit more routined in these practices, in making them really not just like something that we kickstart and we, you know, decide we're going to set this goal, but like, what if it actually becomes this healthy habit, this foundation of life for us, like where it really is a non-negotiable. It just feels really important that we stick to these things and we really start being more intentional with it so that we can, I know for me, like so much of it is caring about how I feel. Like I want to feel good. And I really do care about how I feel. I care about my experience in this human life. And I feel like I could go on and on about the importance of our frequency, not just for ourselves or for the people in our life, but for the world at large and the collective. But like on such a granular level, I think one thing that we can all get on board with is we want to feel good, period. And so, what are the things that we can do to help set us up for that? And I know that moving our bodies in this way just feels more and more important. Moving the energy in all of these ways, like I've talked about with, really clearing our energy emotionally, like really feeling our feelings, moving that energy out. But then something that I think is so overlooked in this spiritual community is moving our bodies, working out, going on walks, like really moving that energy, because stagnant energy, it is way easier to get in this place where we feel dense and where we start believing all of the stuff that comes up in that density. This actually just happened today. I didn't even share any of this, but whatever, better late than never. Today was one of those days where I woke up feeling fine, and then for most of the day, my energy was super dense. And one thing that I am reminded of a lot is that like attracts like. Like calls in like. So when I am feeling good, when my energy is clear and I'm naturally feeling good, I'm feeling high vibe, if you will, I crave healthy foods. I crave moving my body. I crave the beach. I crave going on walks. It's like all these things. I'm like, oh, yes, yum, yay. Like, I love this. I love that. Like, and then when I'm not feeling so good, I crave alcohol. I crave scrolling on TikTok or Instagram. I crave just like watching movies, but zoning out, not even like paying attention to the movie. Just like that's the energy of those sort of things, if that makes sense. And today I was just feeling like I was in a funk, and I noticed that I could not, for the life of me, get myself excited about going on a walk. Not even get myself excited. It was like that seemed like the worst thing in the world to have to put on my shoes, to have to go out the front door and go on a walk. And it reminded me of COVID when, I started to see collectively, and like, I don't want to say collectively, but it probably was, but I started to see this trend in my life and like the people I knew in my life, but like the broader humans in my sphere. I started to notice this kind of like ripple effect, this domino effect where it was like, okay, we are quarantined for a little bit. We're watching the news because we want to know more about COVID, and now we're drinking more, and now we're on social media more. And it was just like this domino effect where I started to see, oh, we are quickly moving in the wrong direction. But I knew, like for me, if I start my day, not even start my day, if in the middle of the day, I am scrolling TikTok, I am that much more unlikely. I feel like that's a double negative. I am so much less likely going to want to go on a walk. Like, if I'm scrolling TikTok and just sitting around, everything in my life feels like, meh, I couldn't give a fuck. Like, don't want to do anything, don't care about anything. But that is the frequency of scrolling on TikTok, like mindlessly scrolling. That's the frequency of that action. Does that make sense? It's like, I notice a lot of times for me, it like these things happen almost like in a pattern where it's like I'm feeling a little bit dense in my energy. Okay, I'm just gonna scroll on TikTok. And now I'm drinking more alcohol. And now I'm eating food that makes me feel like crap. And then all of a sudden, I will wake up and be like, okay, like let's button up the hatches, like get our shit together. This is like gone on too long, whatever. Even if it's only for a day, I'm like, I don't want to feel like this. But what are the things that we can do to help prevent that? I mean, first of all, I guess it is important, everything I just noted, probably should have included that in the beginning of the episode, but this episode was completely unplanned, so you heard it when you heard it. We have to notice the frequency that we're living on. And notice the things that drag us further into these low frequencies. And then on the opposite, we have to notice, like, okay, when I'm feeling good, when I'm feeling light, when I'm feeling that high vibe state, what are the things I'm doing? How am I feeling? Like, what am I doing to support that? Actually, I want to say this about the levels of life thing, because this feels very unrelated, but it's been something that's been coming up for me these last couple of days. I've just been really introspective in the moments that I'm not feeling like I'm dying in density. I have noticed in this separation from my partner, something that's been coming up is I really feel like I'm learning to, I want to say, be happy on my own, but really like stay afloat on my own. I started dating my ex-partner basically right after college. I think it was like a year after college, after I graduated college. During college, I had a crazy party life. And then after college, I lived with some of the friends from college, and it was like more of the same, maybe even more intense. Like, we were making money, we were partying, we were traveling, we were doing all this fun stuff. And then I met my partner, Tyler. And I was reflecting on this today, and I realized that there was kind of this trend. I've always known that when I met my partner, Tyler, he really felt like this doorway to a new world, like this new level of life. And I remember telling him something to the effect of, like, you are making me love life for the first time. Because growing up, I know I've talked about this before, but growing up, I didn't realize it then, but looking back, I know I was wildly depressed. Growing up, I was very unhappy. I was completely stuck in my mind, and I just felt like I hated myself. I hated everything. I felt so often like I was going to burst, but I didn't really know how to handle my emotions or my feelings. I had a really loud inner critic, and my thoughts were just very intense. And then, you know, I hated high school so bad. I was absolutely miserable. And I go to college and I turn things around, but I turn them around by joining a sorority and partying all the time. So college, I'm in this crazy party phase. And then after college, again, it was more the same. And after college, I did realize, okay, this isn't making me happy anymore, but it was kind of all I knew. And these were my friends. And I tried to see if, you know, I tried to encourage them, like, maybe we could do different things other than just like partying all day and all night and having our entire lives revolve around drinking and going out and meeting boys. Like, maybe we can do other things. But those are my friends. And so I was like, okay, like, I guess I'm just stuck in this. And when I met my partner, Tyler, it really felt like I was exposed to this new level of life. And my point in sharing this is that we have to realize that these things that we're doing are different frequencies. They are different frequencies that we are basically subscribing into. So Instagram itself, I mean, is a frequency, but it's our relation to the thing that we're doing. When I am going on Instagram with a new piece of content that I just wrote, it just flowed through my channel, straight through my heart, into my hands, like typing out my fingers, and I'm just so excited to share this piece of content. That is a very different frequency than when I'm just scrolling Instagram and I'm not even really looking. I'm just trying to zone out, not think and like feel something, but also not feel anything. Just like if I'm out to dinner with a girlfriend and they bring around these margaritas and they're like, oh my gosh, girls, we just added this new margarita to the menu. Do you want to try it? You know, whatever. And we're like, oh yeah, that sounds so fun. Versus when I'm just in this place of I just need a drink so that I drown out the noise going on inside of me, going on around me, and just, again, not feel anything. That is a very different frequency. There are frequencies to life that we have to start noticing. So we have to start noticing the things that affect our frequency in a positive way. And not necessarily, yes, it's helpful to notice the things that affect our frequency in a negative way, but I think really my point is notice the things that we feel like doing when we're in a higher frequency and when we're in a lower frequency. And I can't believe, we're at the very end of the episode now I'm saying this, but a lot of people talk about frequency like, oh yeah, I've done so much inner work and I've been on this spiritual journey and I'm at such a high frequency. And they talk about it as if their frequency doesn't change. And again, like I only know what I know, and I only know what comes through my channel and, you know, the wisdom I've gained from my own experiences. But to me, frequency is not stagnant. Frequency is fluid. And yes, we hope that we're not bouncing all over the place, but at the same time, we have to decide what resonates with us and what doesn't. So if we like feeling good, if we notice the things that help us feel good, that help us support us in that state of feeling good, feeling light, feeling flowy, feeling free, aka higher frequency, and then what are the things that we're doing when we feel like shit? What are the things that we're like, oh, I just want to zone out. Oh, I just want to talk to that one friend and vent. I just want to drink more alcohol or smoke weed or like whatever it is. What are the things? Like we know this, right? And I think it's about bringing a little bit more intentionality to it and really curating our lives so that we can actively have these things as part of our lives, because it's at the point where we need to intentionally create the time and space for those things. They're not just going to happen. And if we're going through our lives just based on how we feel moment to moment, our frequency is going to be all over the place. So, yeah, okay. Well, I thought this was just going to be about moving our bodies, but obviously there was way more here. And so, yeah, I hope that this resonated with you, that it was helpful for you in some way. And I'm going to end the episode there. I'll be back with a new episode soon. Bye.